to stay away from the Strait of Hormuz for what is called an interim period. This after two British-owned oil tankers were seized by Iran's Revolutionary Guard, though one vessel has been released. Our British government spokeswoman said today, quote, "We remain deeply concerned about Iran's unacceptable actions, which represent a clear challenge to international freedom of navigation." Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt says what's happening in the Gulf is unacceptable, and he issued a warning to Tehran.
We will respond in a way that is considered but robust, and we are absolutely clear that if this situation is not resolved quickly, there will be serious consequences.
At the White House, U.S. President Donald Trump said the United States would be working with Britain on the situation. Counterterrorism expert Seth Jones is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He spoke about Iran's recent actions.
They didn't target a U.S. ship. They targeted a British tanker. So it's a way to respond without escalating too much. And it's just a seizure. It's not sinking it, so it's not an act of war. It's a calculated, careful response, I think, in a tit-for-tat now relationship between the U.S. and its allies and Iran.
A 42-year-old man from New York is back on U.S. soil, charged with fighting for the Islamic State terror group as a sniper before rising through the ranks to become an emir. Charges against Ruslan Muradovich Asainov were unsealed after the Syrian Democratic Forces handed him over to U.S. law enforcement. According to court documents, Asainov is a naturalized citizen who came to the U.S. from Kazakhstan. Authorities say he traveled to Syria in late 2013 and eventually established training camps for Islamic State recruits. To stay up to date on all the day's news anytime, you can always go online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Authorities in Canada have identified two people found dead on a British Columbia highway earlier this week. They are China Noel Deese from the U.S. state of North Carolina and Australian Lucas Fowler, son of a police official in New South Wales. RCMP spokeswoman Janelle Choyer from a CTV broadcast.
This investigation is in its very infancy, and it's not yet clear whether Lucas and China were targeted or if this was an opportunity, a crime of opportunity. At this point, we have nothing to indicate that their deaths are linked to any other active and ongoing investigations in that area of the province, or that there's a heightened risk to public safety.
An explosion at a gas plant in central China's Henan province has killed 10 people and injured 19. Officials say five people are missing following the blast at the Henan Coal Gas Company. The official Xinhua News Agency reports all production at the facility has stopped. U.S. President Donald Trump says the latest trouble in the Strait of Hormuz proves what he has long said, that Iran is solely responsible for rising tensions in the Persian Gulf region. Here is AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
The president says he was right.
This only goes to show what I'm saying about Iran. Trouble. Nothing but trouble.
Tensions with Iran have been rising since May when the U.S. sent an aircraft carrier and additional troops to the Persian Gulf, citing unspecified threats. The U.S. has imposed more sanctions on Iran after getting out of the 2015 nuclear deal.
A lot of bad things are happening to them, and it's very easy to straighten out, or it's very easy for us to make it a lot worse.
The president says there will be talks with Britain about the unfolding crisis. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Lawyers for President Trump's 2016 campaign want to use former special counsel Robert Mueller's report as part of their defense against a Democratic National Committee lawsuit. Here's AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
A federal judge in New York says he might consider the Mueller report on Russian election meddling in a suit brought by the Democratic National Committee against the 2016 Trump campaign. The Democrats claimed in their suit that the campaign conspired with WikiLeaks, the Russians, President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner, and others. Lawyers for the Trump campaign say those allegations might not stick, considering the report, released in April, found there was no collusion. The Democrats, who first wanted to use the report, now say the judge should note there is a report but not consider its contents. The judge didn't say when he would decide on the issue. I'm Tim McGuire.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo confirmed in Argentina Friday the U.S. has imposed financial sanctions against a Hezbollah leader for the 1994 bombing of a Jewish community center in Buenos Aires, a blast that killed 85 people. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
News. It's VOA with all the latest hits right here on VOA 1.